Radio 314 on the Red Ice Radio Network.
Welcome everyone, including our first ever live studio audience, Crazy Swedes over there on the couch. And also, Evelyn is joining us via webcam. Welcome to the show, Evelyn. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm a fan of the show.
Cool. Well, thank you. So do your parents know that you're in the next room, possibly talking about Hitler?
Yes, and they support me 1,488%. Well, they didn't always support me, but now they do.
So how did you come out to your parents, if you will?
I was just telling them stuff I was reading and telling them to read stuff, and it just kind of caught on.
And so now they're pretty cool with it. You can openly talk about things. I think you said in one of your videos that your mom was actually more of a leftist feminist, right? So you were basically working on her, right? Kind of breaking her down. Wow.
It was pretty cool. She wasn't really closed-minded to the idea, so I didn't have to really fight too much.
Nice. Very cool. Well, I have to say, when I first saw your videos, I didn't think it was real because I thought you were funny, and I thought it was really good to, you know, laugh about these things that are considered, you know, no-no, off-limits. We can't laugh about that. I think there's a great value in, you know, shocking humor that's irritating leftists because they just go nuts, you know. And so it might scare away some kind of normal people, but it also draws in many others to actually dig deeper. They're like curious about who's this girl and she's talking about Hitler, right? So what do you think? I mean, how are people responding to your videos?
I've gotten probably about us. It's hard because the people who completely disagree and are closed-minded are very loud. But I've gotten so many messages of people saying I changed their opinions, that I made them watch awesome documentaries, that I completely changed them. And some were like, I don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah, I saw too in your Q&A, like some of the biggest questions were, well, one, your bra size, and number two, are you a Jew, right? And everyone was thinking that you're trolling. So how do you respond to that?
I would respond to just watch some more of my videos, and I'm not trolling, but I add in humor to keep people entertained.
Cool. Let's play a clip. Actually, you have a trailer that you've created, so I wanted to play that clip number one here.
Political correctness. Are you sick of those feminists and cucks always calling you a privileged cis white male? Are you sick of those SJWs trying to take away your freedom of speech? Do you wear a tinfoil hat to keep out the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers? Are you sick of those pesky reptilians trying to infiltrate us humans?
Very cute.
Don't you just hate those Muslims who pretend to be refugees so that they can live off welfare and make the state pay for their 10 kids? Don't you hate those lazy niggers who are never satisfied even after they are given reparations? Do you despise the Jews as much as I do?
If you said yes to any of those questions, well, you came to the right place. But wait, oh shit!
That's right, so you were censored. So what happened? How did you get censored with all your videos pulled down?
Well, I made those kind of videos with these fun clips so that commentary YouTubers can say some stuff to bring attention to my channel, and my plan worked. And I got Oni. First, it was Alifi, and he had fun with my videos, and it brought me a ton of subscribers. But then Onision watched Alifi's videos, and he got really mad. He was like, oh my god, we must shut her down. We must shut her down. And he said all his 3 million fans, well, they probably all didn't shut me down because they got a lot of subscribers from him, too. But all his little girls that follow him and will do anything he says all went and flagged me, and then YouTube had shut me down because they were getting massive amounts of complaints. There's videos coming out of everywhere about me, and a lot of people were watching my videos. My Why Hitler Wasn't Evil video got up to 500,000 views before it got removed. And yeah,
it's funny how there's like these YouTube stars now. And some of them, like one of the guys you mentioned, he had like 4.6 million viewers. And I looked at some of the stuff and it's utter crap, utter garbage. He just sits there and he plays video games and just, you know, talks about other people who make videos the whole time. I mean, it's weird, isn't it, that his channel is so big?
I'm actually quite a big fan of his videos because they're easy to listen to. Sometimes he's very funny. I watched all of them. And you know what I found out after watching all of them?
What?
After watching all his videos, I realized that he was a crypto Nazi and he promoted me on purpose.
Ah, you think so, huh? I'll have to go back
when
and check.
He does a lot of commentary videos on black people, and you could just hear his like opinions coming up. You could just hear it. And like, why would he promote me?
Yeah.
Because I had so many young people like come and ask me questions and saying that I was changing their point of view. And he wasn't even that mean to me. He was just, the only thing he said was, "Oy vey, 6 million," but he didn't say anything else.
Yeah, Leafy is here, right? That's the guy you were talking about?
Yeah, Leafy.
I put together a clip of that. He did the most racist girl on the internet. So I did a little compilation here. It's clip number 3. We'll cue that one up.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to fucking Hitler? I swear to God, I've been making these types of videos for over a year now, and every single time I think it can't get any worse than this. It just fucking does. Like, she's singing happy birthday to Hitler. To Hitler.
I know what some of you guys are thinking right now. You're going like, oh my God, how can this girl celebrate Hitler's birthday? Hitler's so evil. Holy shit. Well, guys, Hitler actually wasn't that bad. He wasn't evil at all.
I mean, that's a pretty good point. I'm not going to lie. He only killed like fucking 6 million Jews.
Yeah, and right. He's one of my favorite people of all time.
But Evalian is a YouTube channel that has over 20,000 subscribers on, of course, YouTube.com. I found out about this YouTube channel about a month ago, and my initial thought on it was, well, that this entire YouTube channel was completely satire. But in conclusion today, as I said before, I'm not 100% sure if this is a joke, if this is satire. I'll never be 100% sure. But after watching her videos and after doing the research, I actually believe that this bitch is fucking insane. And if this entire thing is a troll, it's one of the best trolls on this entire fucking website. Case closed. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video today. I took quite a bit of time researching this video and actually looking up all the stuff and obviously doing everything else as well. So if you guys enjoy these types of videos that are more overviews
of
people's channels
rap
instead of specific videos, be sure to leave a like on this video. If this video gets fuck tons of support, I'll probably make a second video on her. Peace out.
I ain't written in weeks. I'm trying to piece the puzzle properly to get to the peak. What do I need?
Oh, God. So he's making money off of you, too, right? He's saying if it makes, you know, if there's a fuck ton of views, then I'm going to make another one. Because he's making ads. So he actually made some money off of you, right?
Yep. And I don't mind that. He worked hard on his video and he worked hard building his channel. He was around for like 7-10 years.
Really?
And he started out with Minecraft videos and he was like really small. And
well, he says that he looked into some of the views, but obviously he didn't because he's spouting out the 6 million.
I'm pretty sure he knows what he's talking about, but he's using reverse psychology, trying to like fit into the crowd and just telling his followers, this girl's evil. Oh my God, you must check her out. This is the best one. You must check her out. And
it's true. That could be crafty. You know, this whole art of trolling and satire, I think it's very effective. I think it almost pissed off some revisionists, too, because you got so many more views. There's been people who've been talking about, you know, the hollow hoax for many years. They've written books about it and they don't get nearly the amount of views that you do talking about it. Right.
Yeah. And you think Leafy is stupid? He knows that he's going to bring that kind of attention to my videos. He knows that people are going to listen to me and that was his goal. It was his goal. He knew that people will subscribe and listen to me.
Now, for those who don't know you and haven't watched your videos, what are some of the other themes that you talk about beyond Hitler?
I talk about feminism. I talked about Muslims. What else did I talk about? But those are my main topics, really. I also talked about Reddit quite a bit. And I also made reply videos to mostly feminist videos.
Yeah, feminists are really low-hanging fruit, aren't they? They're really easy to make fun of, and they get so worked up, you know?
I also started reading Mein Kampf, and I am waiting to get that better microphone that with the Indiegogo fundraiser money, and I'll be reading the Stalag version this time because a lot of people were like, wait, read the Stalag version. It's better. What are you doing reading the Ford one? So I did my research, and they're pretty right. So I'm going to be re-recording that with higher quality audio, and I'll upload that on archive.org so that won't get showed, and my fans can go and listen.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people that are ready to just, you know, jump on the anti, you know, Hitler, I almost said Trump train, they haven't even read Mein Kampf, you know? They don't even know it's, and they still think it's about killing, you know, everyone who's not blonde and blue eyes, right? It's like Hitler had brown hair, right? And there was actually a girl. Let's play that clip, speaking of that. Clip number 6.
Hi, guys. So, I'm going to talk about Avalon.
Yeah.
I did a second video on her channel defending her right to freedom of speech. But now I'm going to tear her apart because her content is bullshit.
Yeah, right.
So, let me tell you about Avalon.
Boy, they got torn apart.
Out of topic. I think tons of people did. Onision did something. Freaking
poor girl.
Andy Worski did something
on
it.
He's having a hard time thinking.
So I'm going to talk about it. Avalon,
it's like there's food in her mouth or something, okay. Yeah?
First things first, she supports Hitler like the plague.
She's tearing you apart here, you know?
Hitler for a second, because he thought the perfect race was blue-eyed, blonde-haired kids. Oh, my lord. With their ideology, and this is a lot of stuff, like, in the Islamic religion, a lot of them pop and stuff.
Ouch.
And it's against their religion. Guess what? That means they would have to kill themselves. What the hell? So,
I can't even understand what she's saying.
Yeah. One thing I noticed,
I think she told me to kill myself.
Hitler and
she told you to walk into a gas chamber and exterminate yourself because
like
you're not
me.
Blonde.
Hitler believed that blonde haired, blue eyed kids were the perfect race.
I mean, this lie is going around too. He wants to exterminate everyone that doesn't have blue eyes.
What?
That's a
they
lie.
Have black hair. They have brown hair, just like me.
So all I can do is really laugh, and when I look at someone like her, and I just think, thank you for separating yourself. Thank you, natural selection is happening. What do you think?
This land whale, she has another video on her channel. I think she took it down because I linked it on Twitter and I told people to watch it. It's funny. But she was trying to do a vibrator review for the little bullet vibrator. And she was like, with her camera, hey, guys, so this is a vibrator for review. And her mom came in and her mom was like, oh, my God, you can't do that here. What the hell are you doing? This is really gross. And her and her mom fought. And she was like, Mom, I'm older now. Leave me alone for the video.
Oh, man. And she actually put it up on YouTube? I mean, that's insane. Oof. That's, you know, poor girl. It's the only man she probably is getting, you know? Only guy she can get there.
God. I'm surprised the little bullet vibrator didn't get lost in all the fupa. But, when you see her walking through her house, like, she can't walk through a door. She has to, like, turn around to do it.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Well, you did another video that everyone's talking about, how to spot a Jew. So let's cue up clip number 2. I thought it was hilarious, by the way.
I was always fascinated by the Jewish people. They seem to be everywhere. They have a lot of power and influence in this world. Although lighter-skinned Jews like to claim to be white when it's convenient for them, Jews and whites are in fact very different. Okay, and this is the last and final round. Here we have Michael Bloomberg, Jared from Subway, and Bernie Sanders. I'll give you a few seconds to take a look at them.
Nice. It'll be a fun alt-right game.
If you guessed all of them were Jews, you are correct.
So guys, what about me? Do you think that I'm a Jew?
I thought this was cute.
Please tell me in the comments down below. I personally do not know if I'm a Jew or not. I don't know of any Jews that are in my family currently. I haven't done ancestry yet. I do plan on doing that eventually. Someday. It's not a priority at the moment because it does cost a lot of money and I have some more better things to pay for. You can see, my nose does look pretty big. But as we know, a lot of white people do have big noses.
Yes, it is.
As far as I know it, I am Polish, German, Irish, and a little bit Native American.
Well, I thought that was very cute. So have you had people come and attack you and say, she's Jewish? I've seen that. She's a Jewish shill.
I was having people say that way before I made that video, and it was kind of encouraging me to make it because I'm like, these people really know how to spot a Jew. And I saw that people really don't know how to differentiate between a white person and a Jew. It's not just, you know. So I made that to kind of help those people.
I thought it was fun, though, too, because you're playing with the nose size and the eyes and stuff, because there is that level of paranoia in the Jew crowd. You know that. It's like, I'm with you. I know it's happening. You know, there are parasites among us. There's all kinds of parasites among us. But some people are very paranoid and accusing everyone of being a Jew. Anyone who actually does something and maybe gets a little popular, it must be the Jews behind it, right?
Yeah, I noticed after I made that video and it started getting over 200,000 views, I noticed a lot of people in the community kind of, maybe it's just the sites I was looking at, but they kind of calmed down on the Jew calling. So maybe I actually did teach people something.
So what do you think if you made a video called How to Spot a Goy? What would have happened? Nothing, right?
Well, because not many people know what the word goy means. The normies and half-red-pilled people wouldn't have clicked on it. But I could say how to spot a white person. That probably would get views. How to spot a European?
Yeah, but it's weird, though, because Jews, they pride themselves in being Jewish. And so why are they so self-conscious when you say, oh, hey, that's a Jewish person? Why are they so self-conscious about it?
Yeah, I was getting so many people say, oh, it's anti-Semitic. This is just an anti-Semitic video. And I was like, why? I replied, why is it anti-Semitic? Are you just denying that they are a race and a people?
Yeah, exactly.
What's one thing I regret about that video, though, is I wish I put at the start that Jew was a race and why. And I would have linked articles because I got a lot of people saying, wait, Jewish people are a religion. You're stupid. So...
No, they do DNA tests and they can spot the Jew, right? Well, you're still a teenager, right?
I'm 18.
Wow. So how did you come to the subject of, you know, Hitler, nationalism, all of these topics? How did you learn about the Holo hoax, for instance?
It was a long process of researching. I started researching things I was interested in when the topic was brought up at school. In grade 5 was the first time I was researching World War II. And there was this Jewish girl in class, and she was kind of my rival, I guess you would call it. And she was being like, oh, my grandma almost got gassed. And the whole class was paying attention to her. And people were like saying to me, oh, she's a Nazi. I was always kind of the outcast. So I went home and I Googled nice things about Hitler. And I found he used to be a painter. He helped Germany out. He wasn't that bad. I found some sites saying that. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went to school and I said that and I got in a bit of trouble.
What did they do?
I just got the teacher to, well, you see, at my school, they just kind of put me in detention, but I was kicked out of class and I had to stay in the hall for like 20 minutes. It wasn't that bad. I just offended.
Yeah, people forget that Hitler was on the Time magazine, right? He was man of the year for a reason. You should have just brought that into your class and said, well, why is he man
grade
of the year?
Five, so like, of course, I didn't research that deep yet.
Of course.
I kind of let it go for a little while. And I brought the subject back up when I was looking more into World War I. Then I went into World War II and I found documentaries and stuff. And I was watching The Greatest Story Never Told and Hellstorm. And I was reading a lot of stuff. And this is when I was like 15, 16. And then when I was 17, I guess I could say I was fully red-pilled on that.
I think that's really cool having the internet now. I mean, I didn't have that when I was 15 to be able to just go find documentaries about Hitler. I know you guys over there probably didn't either, you know. So that's great that you have that. So what went through your head when you learned that there were no gas chambers?
I was like really kind of confused. I'm like, if there are no gas chambers, then why are these gas chambers here? But then I found out they were showers and they weren't used for extermination. And then I was like, but why are they saying that? And I had to look more into the Jewish question and try to understand this kind of propaganda. What was their purpose behind it?
So what do you think the solution is to Jewish supremacy in European nations? I know that's a huge question.
Of course, the Jews have to go. Deportation.
That would be very hard to do, wouldn't it? They're not going to want to go easy. Well, they have Israel. I don't understand why they don't want to be there if they think there's so much anti-Semitism in, you know, Western white countries, right?
There's got to be we either have to drive them out or probably offer some place, maybe make a little state for them and make it profitable for them to live there. I don't know. It's not up to me to decide, luckily, and hopefully we will have a great leader who will make the best choice at that moment.
I wish I had your video. I don't have it now, where you compared Israel to your empty pack of gum, right? What was that? I should have that. So tell us, yeah. Who are some of your sources and influences that you've gone to in this process of waking up to these topics?
George Lincoln Rockwell, Dr. William Pierce, Dr. David Duke, various websites, friends I've met over the years, the documentary The Greatest Story Never Told, the documentary Hellstorm. Those are really big. And then I don't know the exact sites. It's been a while since I did my research, but there were many very helpful websites around the net. Just with a simple Google search, you could find plenty of information. But you have to, like, not just go on one site. You have to check out many.
Well, that's just it. It's so easy to find the truth now. So it's funny when I see these people come out and do these videos against you, when if they were to actually do some serious research and fact-checking, they'd actually find things that prove that you're right. There's another video. Let's play clip number 4.
Evelyn must be stopped. I know that sounds dramatic, but it's 2016. Racism has to go. Only minutes ago, she said LGBT is cancer. She also established she's 18, so I can call her a fucking piece of shit without feeling like I'm bullying a child. How is it we as an internet community haven't shut this fucking bitch down yet? You can have an opinion.
Can we call him faggot?
You cannot, however, be a fucking racist. Wow, reporting a racist cunt to YouTube really feels good. Long story short, I literally made this video to stand up not just for Jewish people, but for LGBT and every other oppressed group in the world that has been horribly treated by ignorant fucking idiots like this girl. She even dropped the F-bomb in one of her video titles. You go and flag that video too.
The F-bomb, faggot. So, you know, makes me feel good calling him a leftist degenerate faggot.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, he wants to stand out for all the oppressed groups, but what about all those Germans that died after the war and in the bombings? Why doesn't he stand up for them?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, talk about a suppressed group. All those innocent women and children. What about all the women that were raped, right?
Yeah.
In Germany? I mean,
yeah, when the Russians were coming in, like.
And it's also this idea that Jews can't be racist. I mean, they're the most racist of them all, or that gays can't be hateful, right?
Yeah. It really disgusts me how the media has made gays out to be kind of like these angels that can't do anything wrong, when really they're normal people with more problems than us.
It's funny, too, how in the video he shows he thinks that they're Jews that are starving, and it's actually, no, that's actually a picture of Germans that were starving to death, you know?
He showed a lot of also photoshopped images. Well, it wasn't called photoshopping back then, but edited.
Yeah, and the other thing that you can bring up with all these people is, what about all the people that are in jail just for questioning? There's no crime. They're not murdering anyone. They're not gassing anyone, and yet they're in jail for even talking about these things.
There's no other historical event that you can go into jail for denying. I could go and say, oh, the Canadians didn't burn down the White House in the 1800s. Am I going to get thrown in jail? No, most people don't know that even happened.
So what are the laws in Canada? Could you get in trouble?
Only if I'm making actual, like, flyers and books. This is distribution of material. And I don't think making videos is considered that. I would be in jail already.
There's a video of Gregor Gysi, I think, that you've probably seen it. And he's, like, basically openly talking about getting rid of Germans, that it's a good thing that they're going extinct, you know, because then Nazis will never be around anymore, and going on and on. I'm sure you've seen plenty of those videos, right?
Oh, I try to avoid these kind of videos because they trigger me. I mean, unlike the leftists, I don't just torture myself with upsetting content.
I'm trying to find a way to deal with it so that I could watch it and just, like, channel that anger in a productive way, you know, take it instead of getting triggering, like, okay, what can I write or do to fight back, right? We have to fight back.
Yep. I find it more motivational to watch white people doing good things and be like, wow, I want to be just like them.
Yeah, there he is there. We can't speak German, but there are some people that understand this. There's subtitles. I'm sure everyone's seen this Gregor Gysi here, and he's talking about it's a good thing that there's not going to be any more Germans in the world. And then there's a lot of stuff coming out of Germany, too, where they're like, Germans now are, you know, black hair, brown eyes, dark skin. Like, that's the new German, so let's celebrate that. It's just outrageous. It's just blatant calls for genocide, and somehow that's no problem, right?
Gives me freaking shivers. I'm freaking triggered.
Yeah, well, ultimately, the Germans have to stand up for themselves. And I think they are, but they also can go to prison for talking about these things. I bet you, I wonder how many people are actually in jail right now, nationalists who have spoken up. They're probably getting real quiet about it and just hauling people off now. I bet you.
Yeah, it's really disgusting how they don't put the refugees that are raping people in jail. There's refugees around that are just bragging about raping girls. Meanwhile, the Germans that are actually fighting against this are getting thrown in jail, even though they're not going around raping anybody.
So what are your plans for the future? I mean, you're young, you have your entire life ahead of you, you know so much at a young age, so what do you want to be when you grow up, right?
I'd like to be a mom. I'd like a family. I've always wanted one. I've always had kind of a small family. I'm an only child. I only have step siblings because my parents separated when I was really young. I never had a nuclear family, so I'm hoping to get that. And in the meantime, before that happens, I don't want to jump into that too quickly. I'm going to start making videos again, but I'm just taking a break, probably a month or maybe 2 months. I'm just enjoying my vacation here. When I get that microphone, I'm going to spend almost all my time recording those audiobooks, getting them perfect to release and show you guys. And then hopefully by then, at the end of 2 months, my hype would have died down so I could safely create a YouTube channel under a different name and hopefully avoid getting the Showa for a little while. I'm going to be making the videos like, I'm not going to just make the channel then start uploading them slowly. I want to have videos made before I do that so I know I can release a video every day for at least a month, you know? So, yeah.
And then you could probably make some money off of advertising, right? Is that what you're going to do?
Nope, I've made no money off of ads. Actually, when they showed my account, I only had $30 or $40. It was around that range in ad money. And I never got that back because when your account gets removed, you can't get the advertisement money. So I know I'm going to get showed again because that's inevitable. I'm not going to monetize my videos this time. Instead, I'm just going to put the PayPal link. And if people want to help me in their own with their own cash, they can.
Yeah, we don't do ads either because I don't want to support a lot of these companies. They're just anti-white companies and the ads are awful. I just don't even want people to see that on our YouTube channel. So on Red Ice Radio's YouTube channel, we have no ads. So
I feel like I appreciate my donations more when I know it's coming from the viewer and not a company.
Oh, of course.
And I know it kind of encourages me to spend my money more wisely. Like I'm going to invest it in equipment and save up for a new computer. Yeah.
So, you know, you get the accusation all the time of, you know, neo-Nazi. Have you actually met, like, how the libtards always portray, you know, in Hollywood media, this, like, trailer park neo-Nazi? Have you even met a guy like that?
No, I have not. Most National Socialists I ran into look like regular, normal, everyday people. You would have never guessed what they believed in.
That's what's so dangerous. These anti-fascists are worried about, you know, there could be a fascist hiding behind any outfit now, right?
Yep. I believe that stereotype was created by the Jews, and they kind of perpetuated that style. So maybe these evil fascists, well, the lesser smart ones would go and dress up like that.
Yeah, exactly. I think there are some idiots that do the whole, you know, trailer park neo-Nazi thing, but they're really few and far between and really just insignificant. But what does it mean to be a National Socialist in the current year, since there isn't really a serious party in Canada?
It's really difficult. I wish I could say outright, like, oh, I support this leader. He's going to be the next Führer. Oh my God, he's the best. I wish I could say that, but we're really disorganized. And a lot of National Socialists don't want to organize because they are scared. We're just waiting. Someone has to climb up to the leadership position. A lot of people are kind of like me. They know that they don't really have that leadership quality. But I know that nationalism is rising and we've got to get our shit together, you know?
Exactly. I mean, people want National Socialism. I hear people online talking about it all the time. But the way that you do that is through politics, right? You can't just sit around and just kind of wait for it. So somebody's got to like actually get in there or even infiltrate politics, right? You don't even have to be so open about it, but be there so that when the time is right, then you can be open about it, right?
The cool thing about Canada is you can start a political party as long as you have enough support. So I think that's one way National Socialism could rise in Canada, but we got to give it a different name.
Yeah, exactly.
Or else we're going to get shut down completely. I don't know what kind of different name we could go under. I don't really care at the moment. I'm not the one in charge. Hopefully when we start organizing and we get a proper leader, I can do all I can. I see myself kind of like Joseph Goebbels. I'm more of a propagandist than anything.
Well, that's important in these times. It's all about propaganda, isn't it? It's not really even about facts and figures for most people. It's about propaganda and emotionally being able to manipulate people, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't see myself as manipulating because that's kind of like deceiving.
Sure.
But I try to do what I can to sway people in the right direction. I always, in my YouTube videos, I always provided sources in the description and encouraged people, research more, watch this, do this, you know.
So what do you think about women in politics?
I think that women play better a supporting role, but of course you can't judge every woman as a collective, but most women aren't suited for it. We're more of supporters. I think that's our natural role. And, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, that's right. We got to know our strengths. I agree. Women are good at supporting roles and they can interject ideas. But ultimately, I think it is best that the men get in there and lead. They're more suited for it. So what do you think of Trump? I know you're in Canada, but are you watching any of the Trump phenomena in the States?
Yeah, I'm more interested in it than my own government because it's more entertaining. Trump is a very funny man and he's very awesome. And I agree with a lot of stuff that he says. And I hope that he will become president and things would be okay for America.
I think it could create some kind of a domino effect too, probably, don't you think?
Yeah, he's definitely one of the causes of nationalism rising. And I think Canadians will see how good America's doing and we'll see our socialist shithole and be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be this way. Maybe we need to change.
Tell us about Canada's shithole. What is it like these days? I was up there a while ago and I was kind of shocked at some of the things that I saw. I didn't know that Canada had some shitholes like that. So what's going on?
Well, here in Southern Ontario, I live kind of near a city. And when you go into the cities, it's mostly non-white. There are quite a lot of sirens. I don't always feel safe. In my neighborhood, which is kind of like, it's not in a city, but it's kind of like close. I still don't feel safe. There's a lot of non-whites. In my neighborhood right now, a lot of stores are closing down and they're just vacant there for months. So the economy's not going well. It's hard to find jobs. Only like, I believe 10% of teenagers are employed at this moment. And when I go into a store where a teenager should be working, I see a 40-year-old who got their college degree a long time ago, but they somehow messed up their life, so now they're doing minimum wage.
God, that's awful. And then what about, don't you have a lot of Asians coming there? I hear that there's areas that are just basically Chinese in Canada now.
Yep, there's a little Chinatown, little Japan, little Korea. Well, that's my personal nicknames for these areas. And you have little Pakistan, and it's kind of interesting how the Chinese kind of group up in these little towns and cities, but white people are just kind of mixed throughout. We're not grouped up anywhere.
No, I know. It's a problem. It's a problem, folks. So what are some of the top things that annoy you about our current, you know, culture that's been kind of foisted on us right now? Because it's not our true European culture, I feel, that we're living under right now. But what are some things that really annoy you about our modern culture?
The amount of narcissism. People are so focused on themselves. They don't care about themselves. They don't care about their race. They don't care about anything but, oh, what is this next text message I'm getting? Ooh. They don't care about anything that is important. They are told never to think, never to question. Just get the little satisfactions you get out of freaking phones and stuff. People are self-centered.
Yeah, they are. It is really disgusting. I hate it, too. It's just me attitude all the time. Meanwhile, everything's falling apart around us. You know, I think America and Canada, we really had that because we were pioneers. We broke away from Europe. You know, we rebelled and we're going to do this on our own, right? But ultimately, you do need the group to build a society and to have some cohesion and to make it function correctly. Now, what do you think about the current state of Western women? Tell us about your average 18-year-old girl now. Where's her mind at?
Your average 18-year-old girl is extremely narcissistic. She is very oblivious to what's going on. She cares more about boys and all these little non-important things. She is completely bombarded with feminist propaganda her whole life. And a lot of them take the feminist route. A lot of them go to college. They go to get more further indoctrinated, and they're just following the crowd. They're told never split away from the crowd. Go on, think like everyone else, conform. Be good little sheep. That's what they are.
So how do you, I mean, you probably have a few girlfriends. What's the route we should go to, you know, affect them, to help wake up other girls? Because girls follow other girls, we know that.
Yeah, we definitely need a lot more girls speaking out. Better role models, more women speaking out against feminism, teaching other women things. And I was always thinking, how would I appeal to more women in my videos? And I think maybe collaborating with other women would help me.
Yeah, you have a lot of fanboys now. You probably have tons of marriage proposals coming in from 1488ers, don't you?
Yeah.
Those guys can't meet a woman either. So when they see someone like you, it's just... all over.
I think that's one way we can advertise it. Like, are you lonely? Are all those normie men just treating you badly? Where there's, go to the alt-right, National Socialism. There's plenty of single, very handsome men who are just dying to have a girl. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I went to the Richard Spencer MPI conference, which was a lot of fun. There was a lot of young, flashy boys there, you know, a lot of good looking young guys there. And I told some girls, get over there, you know, get to this conference if you want to meet a guy on this page. And there was a couple girls that did, and one girl who actually met her fiance. So that was kind of cool. She
awesome.
Wrote me and let me know that. Are you going to go to the MPI conference this year, possibly?
I don't think I'll be able to travel. Conferences aren't really my thing. But I'll consider it.
Now, what do you think about all these terms? I mean, I don't get stuck up on all these terms, but, you know, alt-right, pro-white, national social. I mean, there's just so many terms flying around. What do you think about that?
I don't really think too much about these terms. I just utilize them to communicate better with people. Perhaps it would be, maybe in the future I can make a video talking about this terminology to help some people out who are just new to the movement. Because I know when I was researching stuff, I was confused by like the term red pill, Shoah, shill. What are these weird terms?
And where did you learn those terms? I'm curious.
I learned them by reading what people were saying, how they were using it, who they were calling a shill, what is being Shoah'd. And I also Googled, but Google's not that helpful, you know, when it comes to these weird terms.
No, of course not. Yeah, and then I noticed, I was glad then you said something negative about Milo. Everyone keeps thinking Milo of Breitbart is alt-right. You know, this is very annoying. It's like, no, I mean, he even jokes around about, I'm just a degenerate Jewish gay race mixer, right? He said that he's a fellow traveler. He's not actually part of the alt-right. But he did one article recently, you probably read it in Breitbart, about the alt-right. And now it's like all over the media. Everyone picks up on it because he wrote about it.
Yeah, Milo's a very funny faggot, even though he is a faggot and a race mixer and a Jew. But he's a very funny faggot, and he triggers the liberals. So I kind of don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, he says, he says some funny things, that's for sure. Yeah,
I enjoy watching him. I can't say that I would look up to him. I can't say he's a good role model or anything. But he's there. We can't remove him. If he wants to call himself alt-right, then either we have to remove that title or just let the alt-right get completely infiltrated with Milo faggots and they could be contained over there.
What do you think? Do you think that when things get popular, they kind of get ruined? I mean, National Socialism was popular though, right?
It depends on the people in it. If we could get a lot of good people and we could, and when we have enough good people, that's popular.
Yeah, it's true. Just because something's popular doesn't always mean that it's infiltrated either, right?
If we crown Milo our Führer, well, of course, National Socialism's going to suck.
I mean, because at the end of the day, we want this pro-white movement to be a popular movement, right? We need all the white people that we can get fighting back,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Well, so tell us about your new studio setup and what you're doing. Have you started a new YouTube channel? Because there's some flying around. I think there are probably people trying to be imposters of you or something.
There are people re-uploading my old content. No, I don't have a new channel yet. I told people to re-upload my content. On my new channel, it will be under a new name. I'm not going to tweet it. You guys are going to have to search for me. You will run into me eventually. I will make, I'll get popular again. I will make a lot of noise again, and you'll hear about me, and you'll be like, oh, I remember her. And I'm not re-uploading my old videos on that. And I might, near the end, when I know I'm going to get Shoah'd, I might be like uploading maybe like why Hitler wasn't evil or how to identify a Jew. And I might be like, this was my old name. But I'm pretty sure maybe by then there will be a lot of conspiracy people being like, they're the same person. She's back again.
Yeah, there's a lot of that flying around. But you put on a tinfoil hat, which I'm cool with that, you know. Obviously, at Red Ice, we've talked about a lot of conspiracy. What do you think about a lot of the conspiracy theories flying around in general? 9/11 in particular?
Interesting. I think that people definitely need to think more before jumping into the coolest conspiracy. But yeah, they're very interesting. My favorite one is the reptilian one.
David Icke?
Funny. Yeah, it is very funny.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm really glad you joined me via webcam. It's very nice. I think you're an adorable young girl, and I think it's great what you're doing, and you have your whole life ahead of you. So I'm very proud of you. Good job. So thanks for being here.
People should follow me on Twitter. That's where I'm posting.
Oh, yeah. Give us your Twitter. Actually, we have your Twitter up on your name tag.
Valion88.
So where are you recording, by the way?
I am in my basement at the moment because it's so hot outside and I don't got AC in my house, so it's cool down here. Yes. I'm a basement dwelling Nazi.
That's great. We'll be sure to let SPLC know where your basement is.
Come and get me, Jews.
All right, have a great night.
You too.
כשהגעתי לתל אביב, ראיתי מה מתרחש כאן, הרהרתי בליבי, אוי גבל, אוי גבל, אוי ביי, אוי ביי, אוי ביי, אוי ביי, אוי ביי. תואי בה בחוף פרישמן, תואי בה באומן 17, תואי בה אסי עזל, השם ישמור מכל השיקסס, על כן טלפנתי לרבי וזעקתי לו! Rebe, die Menschen wie sehr mir schicken. Oi Gewalt. Rebe, die Menschen wie sehr mir schicken. Oi Gewalt. Die Menschen.